It's been roughly 5 years in the making, these newly tweaked state tests that will eventually count for 15% of a student's final grade. But not yet, says Debbie Ratcliffe with the Texas Education Agency.
No doubt, remember, districts can defer for 1 year the provision that requires the end-of-course score to count 15% of the student's grades.
That's because districts and parents were worried bad grades could hurt student scores and school ratings. Ratcliffe says 520 school districts have deferred so far. She expects the remaining 700 or so will do so before the May 1st deadline. That means just about every district in the state, including Dallas and Fort Worth ISDs. Officials also warn that while tests won't count this year, eventually they will for current ninth graders. That's because 4 years from now, their freshman scores will be averaged into the graduating score. So TEA officials urge all students to do the best they can and every time. There will also be more tests than the old tax test, and they'll be harder, according to Vincent Reyes. He's the ISD Executive Director for Curriculum and Instruction.
The reason that the exams are more difficult is that they will measure better how well prepared our students are to meet the challenges of college, starting even at the third grade level.
Reyes says that grade start test will also focus on the year's coursework. He says that fact sets it apart from past tests as well. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.